KCR 101. Get the 411 on your 911. Here's your host and emergency room physician, Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome back to ER 101. Well, another big summer concern for everyone is water safety. It only takes a matter of minutes to drown, and it's a real issue and problem whether you're at a pool or whether you're at the beach. So my next guest on to talk about this is Dr. Angelique Campin. She is an emergency medicine specialist, graduate of Georgetown University, medical director at Providence St. Joseph Medical Center in California. Thank you and welcome.
Hello. I'm so pleased that you are highlighting this, because drowning is a serious illness. It's the number two cause of accidental death in children under the age of 15, and there's a lot that is misunderstood about drowning.
Yeah, no, it's so true. According to the CDC, there's probably more than 3,500 fatal drownings a year, and the other important key about this, you know, for every child that would die of drowning, there's, you know, four more that are seen with submergent injuries, which can cause, you know, lifelong disabilities from that too. Isn't that correct?
Certainly. And most of the kids that will drown this year, half of them will do it within 25 yards of a parent, because parents or people that are supposed to be watching them really don't recognize the signs of drowning.
Yeah, that is a good point, because, you know, I don't know whether it's from Hollywood or you know, whatever is going on, but there's this misconception or myth that when you know, someone will be flailing with their arms in the air and they'll be screaming, "Help, help, I'm drowning," or it'll be extremely noisy. Every year we hear about people at busy pools or busy parties where there's, you know, literally 20 people around and yet someone's drowning. So it really is, that's the misconception about drowning. It's kind of a silent killer, isn't it?
Exactly. It's nothing like you see on television or the movies. It's very quiet. The person is unable to yell or signal for help. In fact, many people that are drowning, sometimes there are people watching them, and the natural response is just to put your head back, looking up, and not to be thrashing around. So it's very important, if you see someone in the water that you're not sure, to call out to them and ask, "Are you okay?" Because people have drowned right in front of others because the person watching didn't realize they were in trouble.
Yeah, no, it's true. And sometimes even when you call out, "Are you okay?" if they're just struggling, you know, they're just struggling to breathe, then there's a, you know, a big chance that they're not going to respond back to you. So that is another really important issue to think of. And I think we might have lost the guest, but one of the things that the Red Cross wants you to think of, we'll try and get her back, that you need to think about is adults. You know, 75% of children that have drownings, it's just the smallest lapse. Dr. Campion, you back with us?
Yes.
Okay, great. So just, you know, 75% of drownings, they account to a lapse in adult supervision, but people should really understand it's not like, you know, you're running off and not paying attention. It can be the tiniest lapse in supervision, literally answering a cell phone or turning away for a second, especially with kids. Isn't that true?
Exactly. A child can drown in the tub because you've run to grab the telephone or answer the door. It only takes a few seconds for a child or even adult to submerge, be unable to breathe, and lose consciousness.
Yeah, so that's pretty frightening. And then the other thing I think that people should think of, and you see them at public pools and beaches, you know, kids in these swimmies and flotation devices. While they're a good idea anyway, they're definitely not a substitute for vigilance and watching, right?
Exactly. These water wings that are very common that kids wear around their arms were developed to aid in a child who is already learning to swim. It is not a safety item. A life vest is the only safety item that will prevent you from drowning. But these water wings tend to tip you forward, which is what helps you learn to swim. But in someone who does not know how to swim, that simply tips you forward and puts your face in the water. So these are definitely not a safety item.
Yeah. And I think one of the other things, too, to think about when you're at pools, maybe not so much public pools because there's a lot of laws now about pool drains and things like that. But sometimes if you're at people's private pools, you know, open drains, and I think now they're not even making drains that are open, but older pools had open drains that are sucking the water in and recirculating, and those could be extremely dangerous for young kids. Hair, anything could get, bathing suits could get caught, and it actually can hold someone underwater. True?
Exactly, which is why it's important to have someone identified to be watching over the pool, who's not going to be distracted, who is not going to be pulled away from watching the pool to grab a telephone or answer a door. Same reason that you should not ever swim alone. No matter how strong of a swimmer you are, you never know what could happen to you. People at real high risk for drowning are also those that have any medical condition that would affect their consciousness, such as people that suffer from epilepsy or diabetics that could develop low blood sugar, anything that would affect your level of consciousness.
And yeah, that's a good point because, you know, if they're not watching themselves or, you know, so the key, I think, is not to ever be swimming alone. You should always have a buddy watching out for you, correct?
Exactly.
And then
exactly.
The other thing, too, that, you know, you see, if you are watching someone and you can't swim, you know, getting help is probably the safest thing to do as opposed to, you know, someone who's not a strong swimmer or maybe hasn't had life-saving to try in and go save a drowning person because then
yes,
often we see.
Yes, it's important always to call for help first before you're going to jump in and save someone. And along those lines, this is another reminder that it's important for everyone to learn CPR because once you've rescued someone, if you don't know how to help them once they're out of the pool, you're of little use. So it's very important for everyone to learn CPR and those skills.
Yeah, that's true. And obviously you can't jump in beyond your level of you know, expertise in the sense that if it's deep water and you can't swim yourself, you know, then there's two drowning people to rescue. So that's an important thing to think about. And swimming lessons. I think, you know, I can't reiterate enough that most kids should take swimming lessons and learn to swim. I think there's a lot of good programs.
It's a life skill. It's an important life skill. There's two other areas that are commonly found with drowning victims that I wanted to mention that people don't always think about. One for children is children can drown in a toilet. So one of the safety issues for when you have a toddler in the house is to make sure that you have some sort of a lock on the toilet. But the second thing for adults is not to swim around a running boat. Boats can give off carbon monoxide, make you sleepy, you lose consciousness, and drown.
Well, that is excellent advice from our guest. Thank you so much for being on. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lee Van Oker on Radio MD. Stay well.